Hello everyone, welcome to 30 Minute Gamers, the weekly podcast voiced by myself, Mike Luckett, and Adam Ducker. Episode 14 this week. I'm fit and healthy and raring to go, but you may have already heard sniffling in the background there. Adam, how are you feeling?
Is it that obvious? I've been better, I'm going to be honest to you, Mike, it's not good. Got a bit of a throat infection and a chest infection. I'm soldiering on through for the sake of the show. So I hope all the listeners are grateful.
I'm sure they will be, won't you listeners?
As soon as this is done, I'm going back to bed. Fuck this. It's a bit of an effort to sit up straight, if I'm honest.
Lie down, you can still talk.
That's true. Oh, anyway.
Hardcoring.
Yeah.
Okay, and to start this episode, a bit of the last 30 minutes, we've had another nice reply from Murph from N Europe Forums. He's given us images regarding some of the games from the Master System 2, the simple one, the Ninja, which I believe you mentioned, Adam.
I did.
He also mentioned another great game called Transbot. He said, try and get it if you can.
I'm actually bidding for a copy on eBay.
Good man. He's also given a little bit of feedback regarding the 3DS. With regards to the 3DS and the different emotions that different gamers are probably feeling right now, I'm also worried in that it's pretty much a given now that a redesigned 3DS will be revealed probably sooner rather than later. And this pisses me off, as I've just got my 3DS and the price drops end of August. Going by what I've read, heard, this add-on is only for Monster Hunter, but let's hope it stays that way and know the games are creative for this ridiculous add-on. Hopefully that'll mean they won't need to do a console redesign. The size reminds me of a Game Gear after looking at the pics. He mentioned Fable 3, played it, enjoyed it, loves the Fable series, felt more like a Fable 2.5 than a fully fledged sequel, which is pretty much how I felt, but it did say it didn't stop him getting this collector's edition. He also went on to mention, why not go for the Gears of War 3 edition 360 after my woes last week regarding the R2-D2.
Uh-huh.
And he was just saying how quickly our podcast is going episode-wise and how much that he's still enjoying it.
Thanks. It's a bit of a shame then. So since he wrote that, the Circle Pad has been officially unveiled and also about 10 games that will support it. So I guess he's going to be that little bit more pissed off this week.
I think he will, yeah.
And also the fact that you need a battery to work it, which seems ridiculous. It runs off a AAA battery. So it's obvious, that just smacks of stopgap. Like, never in a million years did they plan this and think, yeah, we'll get everyone whacking a AAA battery in there to keep it going. If this was planned, they would have made sure that the unit had enough power for it or something, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
You would have thought.
It does. It reeks of that.
Desperation.
Desperation by Nintendo.
Jeez. Okay.
Also, going on, he said, why not go for the Gears of War 3 Edition 360? I said to Adam before we started airing that I had a bit of game.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to save it for this. Well, I am getting the Gears of War 3 Xbox 360 now.
Wow, barely a week goes by where one of us doesn't get a new console.
The quick story behind it is, though, and it ended up being an offer which was too good to turn down, because I was already gutted, and I was starting to look into just getting a normal Xbox Slim, because I really don't think my Elite will last.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Gears of War one, it's like £260, whereas if you look around, you can get the Slim for £150, so there's a big difference in price. Mm-hmm. However, if you break it down a bit, it's not too bad, because for the £270, it comes with the game, Gears of War 3, so that's £40.
Yeah.
And it comes with a second controller, so that's another £30.
Uh-huh.
So the actual price of the limited edition console itself is about £200, yeah. And you expect to pay a little bit more, you know, for a limited edition console. That's why I see it anyway. And anyway, Game In Store are doing a trade-in offer where you can trade in a 120GB Xbox 360 Elite, which just so happens to be the console I've got.
Yeah.
You trade that in and only pay £150 for the limited edition console.
Right, okay.
So I was thinking of doing that. Bearing in mind, I'm thinking that my Xbox is going to break, and they're offering me £120 trading for it.
It's not bad, is it?
When you can get a Slim for £150. I don't know what game we're quite thinking, but I'm jumping at the chance anyway.
Uh-huh.
And also, I've already asked about, does the game in the box come with a barcode, or is it a bundle copy only? They said to me they weren't sure, but they could stick a sleeve on for me, so it did have a barcode. Because I've said to them, I'm already getting the Elite, and I don't need two versions of Resident Evil 3.
Yeah.
So I can either sell it or trade that in and to get another 35, 40 quid towards something else, or in cash. So I'll only actually be paying £110 for the console. Oh, and it's a bigger hard drive, it's 320 gig and not 250.
Awesome. So some of that extra credit that you get for Gears of War 3 could go towards one of the big releases this year.
Quite possibly, yes. You could might say that, Adam.
Which leads us neatly into what we're going to talk about this week.
It does, Adam.
See, I might be sick, but I'm still on it. Oh, yeah.
You switched on. You're there.
Okay, so we're just going with the one topic, aren't we, this week?
We are.
Which is?
I don't even know what to call it. It's just kind of the games coming out the rest of this year till Christmas, what we're looking forward to, our pre-orders, etc., etc.
Yeah. So, I guess Sony kicked everything off last week with the release of Resistance 3, the first big title for this post-summer gaming apocalypse. And I've bought and finished it, Mike.
You have?
Something of a record for me, buying and finishing a game the same weekend, but it wasn't
very true.
It wasn't very long, to be honest. It only took me just shy of 7 hours to finish the single player on normal. It's a perfectly competent shooter, like everything you expect in a shooting game's there. They've sort of scaled things back and gone a bit old school and got rid of the regenerating health that we're often used to, and got rid of the two weapon thing that we're used to, so you now have a full weapon wheel. I quite like it. It works well because it means you've always got every weapon on hand to approach levels in different ways. And I tried, like, every time I died, I'd try a different tactic. And there's different ways of doing things. So, yeah. Story-wise, they've made improvements. It's a lot more gritty, and it's just, rather than it being like war, it's just one man's desperate tale to try and survive, basically, because the humans have lost the war, the Chimerans rule the world. So yeah, the weapons are really cool. It uses, you know how in Ratchet it sort of has that passive element to it where the more you use a weapon it upgrades naturally, like you don't have to do anything. It has that same thing. Each weapon has two upgrades and they just pop up whilst you play, and a star will pop up on the screen to tell you that you've upgraded that weapon. The only thing about it is it's very much an example of, it does everything right, but it's very much an example of how first-person shooters have become a little bit tired and weary. It has all the same things, like, why on earth does every shooter, like sci-fi shooter, have a bit where there's a door that's locked by a power shield, but the power generator for the shield is right outside the door? They ever thought of putting the generator inside so that people can't get to it? Just nice.
Yeah,
or
quite possibly.
We all know the best place to put a power generator for a shield is on, like, the forest moon of Endor. Because that works that works really well for the Empire, right?
It did, yeah. Mm.
So, yeah. But yeah, it's good. Multiplayer's a bit of a shitter at the minute. It's a bit laggy since it... I had no problems when I was playing on Thursday, because I got my copy early. But Friday, Saturday, it's become a bit of a lag fest now that everybody's playing it. So yeah,
fuckers.
I don't think it'll overtake Killzone as my multiplayer game of choice, but I definitely think it's worth checking out for the story, and the weapons are cool. Insomniac have always been good at making awesome weapons.
Yep, definitely.
So I'm interested to see what they do next. I think this is their last in the Resistance franchise, because they're going multi-platform now. I can't remember what that is. It called Overkill or something, that first person shooter they showed off at E3? I don't remember.
Pass, but I can't remember.
But yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. Just bear in mind what you're going for.
Yeah, I was thinking of getting it straight away, but decided to wait with Gears of War 3 coming out next week, which that's moving quite swiftly on. But from what I've heard of Resistance, it sounds good, but nothing amazing, so I'll probably wait till the price has dropped a bit.
Yeah.
I think. And yeah, once again, moving swiftly and smoothly on to the next release. It's Gears of War 3 for Xbox 360 gamers, like myself. Mm-hmm. Varying opinions on Gears of War 3, but I'm massively looking forward to it. I'm very excited. Obviously, I've already got the Epic Edition pre-ordered, and now I'm getting the console as well. And you know,
what?
But that's out on Tuesday.
Oh, so next week. Wow. I didn't realise it was
so Tuesday
sweet.
The 20th.
What can we expect from Gears of War 3 then, that's above new to the series?
What can we expect? New to the series is it's always had co-op, online and local, yeah. Two-player. They've increased it to four-player now.
Okay.
So you can have four-player online and local co-op. That's new.
Oh.
There's a mode in it called Horde Mode.
Yeah.
They've really fleshed that out from what I've seen of previews for this game. Just basically adding a lot more to it, and you can like build full defense structures to help, you know, corner yourself on a map,
mm-hmm.
new weapons to use, etc. Story, I'm expecting more of the same. You know, obviously a roundup because it's going to be the end of the trilogy. And again, the multiplayer, I think they're trying to go all out on that as well. Some new modes been added. I think one of them's called Beast Mode. We actually play. It's kind of changes it slightly and. Basically, I'm just really looking forward to it, but I've kept very spoiler-free, so it's why I don't know a lot of stuff in detail. It's only bits I've picked up on.
Right, okay.
So it's all fresh and exciting for me.
Uh-huh. Sounds good.
Yes.
Okay.
Really much so.
So many people looking forward to that around the world. Me not one of them, not owning a 360.
Well, I know...
Go on.
Sorry, I'm going to say.
No, go on.
I know the online in stores of game they've stopped taking pre-orders for the Epic Edition last week. They said they've used up their allocation. Now the website is still taking pre-orders
mm-hmm.
for some reason, but the stores aren't. So I'm assuming that's an indication that the sales are going to be quite good. Bearing in mind that's the £100 price tag one, and
wow.
Obviously there seems to be a lot of people out there willing to foot up the cash.
Yeah, I guess so.
Years.
So, anyway, sorry, I got brain dead a bit then.
Illness has taken over.
So, the next game on our list, as far as I know, Mike, is on September the 27th, and I don't think it's a title you were aware of until I mentioned it, but it's something I'm really looking forward to. It's called Payday, The Heist.
Yes, I know absolutely nothing about it whatsoever, so Adam, fine.
Allow me to explain it to you. It's a first-person shooter on PSN exclusive. I think it got unveiled at E3, and more of it's been shown off at Gamescom over the summer. And basically, think of Left 4 Dead, so like a cooperative shooter with good story elements and whatnot. Take away the zombies and bring in a bank heist mechanic. And each player has a different role and different skills. And there's four maps, and you're trying to take over these banks and steal all the money in a variety of different scenarios with different skill sets and stuff. You can play it solo player, or you can play it online with three other people.
I see.
It looks awesome. Like, the vibe it gives off is very much like the beginning of Dark Knight. Like, you know, when the Joker goes in and does all that. It feels very much like that. And then there's that Clive Owen film. What the hell is it called? The Inside Man. Don't know if you've seen it.
No.
It has a similar vibe to that. It looks really cool. Yeah. Like, there's all different skills people can have. Like, you'll have somebody that's good at breaking safes, somebody that's good at, like, cutting out security cameras, somebody that's good at suppressing enemy fire. And you've all got to work together with the aim of trying to make the clean getaway with the cash out of the bank. Also, it's part of Sony's Play offer at the minute, so if you buy four other games over the course of the summer, you get Payday the Heist for free.
Cool.
So, yeah.
That sounds very reminiscent of Summer of Arcade, yeah. Which Microsoft have been doing the past few years.
Yeah.
Good offer.
Okay. Following on from that, so that's on the whatever day it is, the Tuesday or the Wednesday of that week, and then that same week, we've got three big releases for two of them for the PlayStation, and one of them multi-format. So we've got Child of Eden, which is already out on Xbox 360. I've got that pre-order. I'm looking forward to that. Big fan of Rez on the Dreamcast. so can't wait for that. Here we've got Ico and Shadow of the Colossus HD, which I've pre-ordered. Have you ever played either of those two titles?
Negatory.
They're much revered titles. I don't know a lot about them because I always planned on picking up an old PS2 and going back and playing them. So I've very much stayed spoiler free all these years, something I'm quite good at doing. All I really know about Ico is that apparently you walk around with a girl all the time and it's quite an extended, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Rescue missions and stuff and dragging them along, but not in an annoying way. So yeah, and I don't know anything about Shadow of the Colossus except for you fight big colossi, a bit like in God of War 3, I guess.
Cool. Sweet.
But then arguably the biggest release that week is FIFA 2012. Which I may pick up or may not. I often pick up FIFA and then don't really feel like I play it enough because it's not the... Obviously it's the right time of year for FIFA because football season's just started and whatnot. But for me, amongst all the Christmas rush, it's not the right time to be playing a football game because they're quite time consuming if you want to finish a whole season of your favourite team and stuff.
Yeah.
You don't really have time amongst all this madness.
Correct, Amundo.
I mean, you like football, Mike, but do you often partake in football management games or football sim games or what?
Football management, yes, but it's weird because when Champ Manager 3-4 came out, I did like 8 seasons on it or something stupid. Yeah. It took over my life, and then I didn't play one again until Football Manager 2006 did something similar.
Yeah.
I did lend Football Manager 2011 or whatever the last one was off a mate, and I did a season of that, but then I had to give it back. So I do, but it's not something I play every year because, like you just said then, it's a very time-consuming game, and I don't, because it's similar.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite samey.
Yeah.
But I've never properly played a football game for quite a while now, because I used to play a lot of FIFA, Pro Evo.
Yeah, me too.
But not as much in recent years. If I go around a mate's house, I've played some of his for a little bit, you know, matches against him, but that's been about it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Well. Okay, Mike.
Just to mention as well, there is two games coming out which I've just remembered, but I don't know their release dates off the top of my head. They are re-releases. The HD remakes of Resident Evil 4 and Code Veronica, they're out sometime soon, aren't they?
Yeah, on downloadables, aren't they?
Yeah, the downloadables.
Yeah. They are out pretty soon. I don't know if I'm going to pick either of them up, to be honest.
I might pick up Resident Evil 4, but at some point, not straight away, because there's going to be too many other games which will take precedence. But that's in there somewhere, and I think, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Adam, but it's now the time in this timeline when all the big hitters start coming out.
It is.
On the 21st of October, 2011, Batman Arkham City is released.
Yeah.
On all major consoles.
Now, whilst I was preparing my list, Mike, I've written little notes about what I know and what I'm excited about each game for. I couldn't actually put anything next to Batman because I think I've seen the first trailer, heard that Catwoman was in the game, and then that's it. I've switched off and not watched anything. I've not seen any gameplay footage. I've not seen any trailers. So I'm going into it in the dark because I really enjoyed the first game. And I think it definitely benefited from each time you unlocked a power-up not knowing what it was going to be or not knowing what any of the bosses were, and it all took me by surprise. And it looks like that's what I'm going to get out of this because I couldn't tell you a single thing about it because I've not kept up to date with it deliberately.
I'm exactly the same as you. I know absolutely nothing about it. I have currently got that on pre-order. I've got the collector's edition or special edition or whatever they're calling it on pre-order with the Batman figurine for... £60, I think it is.
Yeah.
So, very much looking forward to that. Because, like you said, the first game was amazing. The first game was better than, to be honest, I think I could have imagined for a Batman game. So, I've got high hopes for Arkham City now. It best deliver.
I can only see the scope of it all and such like being to the benefit of the game. Like it being in a city rather than the asylum now. As long as they rein it in and it still feels as tight and... I'm sure they'll think they've found ways to close off sections of the city so you're still working within confines. I can't wait.
Well, it is actually I do know it is a built-off part of the city, isn't it, Arkham City?
Yeah.
Because the concept of it was, didn't it, Arkham Asylum got too crowded, so a section of the city was portioned off to basically be, like, the new asylum,
if
but a part
so.
Of the city.
I don't know, yeah. If that's what you say.
I believe that's what they've done, and that's their way of reining it in
okay.
to a certain part of the city.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
So now you know something more.
Thanks.
The next one after that I've got on my list
yeah.
is on the 28th of October
yeah.
is Battlefield 3. Are you interested in it, Adam?
Yes and no. I'd probably like to play through the single player of it, but it's one of those games where it's like it's originally a PC shooter, isn't it? So the multiplayer is quite hardcore, and I think I'd get very frustrated with it, and I don't think I'd enjoy it. So it's probably one I'm going to pick up when it's a bit cheaper. Enjoy the thrills of the single player, dabble in a bit of multiplayer, and then move on. You?
Yes and no. I've never been interested really in a Battlefield. I played Battlefield 1943, I think it was.
Oh yeah, I enjoyed that actually.
And from the trailer, I've always been a Modern Warfare, you know, like Call of Duty game, mm-hmm. but I've seen that, and I'm quite interested. I probably am going to get it, I think.
Yeah.
But maybe not straight away. There's from these releases now, I'm very undecided as to what to get, what to wait for, what to ask for Christmas. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it's going to be very interesting. Very interesting, sir. I believe you have the next one for the list, Adam. It's a PS3 game.
Oh, yeah.
To my list.
Uncharted 3.
Boo.
Again, other than what was shown at E3... and the tiny bit of the beta I played before my PlayStation blew up, I don't know a lot about this game. It just looks like more of the same, but in a desert, and better graphics, and 3D support.
Again, Adam, I'm the same. I'm very spoiler-free. Although, again, I don't know if I'm going to pick it up straight away, for the simple fact of other games may take precedence for me. I don't know yet. I still need to have a proper sit-down.
Mm.
And decide. I mean, I've already pre-ordered Batman, like I said, but I need to make some tough decisions. Tough.
Yeah. You see, like, I'm the same, really. That comes in a bit of an awkward phase, because I've just had a glut of games from, like, Child of Eden, Ico, Batman, Buying Payday, and then there's that bit of a gap, and for me, it's whether I manage to catch up on everything by then. Because then, within a few weeks of that, we've got other big releases, such as your next game, Mike.
Yes, on the 4th of November, which is only obviously a few days later after Uncharted 3, is Sonic Generations, again for 360, PS3, etc, etc, etc. Very much looking forward to this. I'm a Sonic fanboy, I will make that quite clear. I've enjoyed most of the Sonic games, not all, because there has been one or two which have been absolute shit.
Mm-hmm.
But very really looking forward to it, seems to have a lot of variety in it. I have looked at the episode, the levels list, as to what is going to be in it, but I won't read them out in case anyone listening is wanting to be completely spoiler free.
All I can say is I'm very happy. There's some definite classics in there that haven't been in a game or even attempted to be replicated for quite some time.
Yep, and I know which one in particular you're talking about.
Yeah.
Basically, they've taken a level from pretty much every Sonic game, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
And they've redone it. You play as classic Sonic, so it's like a 2D affair, and then you play it as a modern Sonic 3D affair. And there's going to be varying missions and, I'm assuming, time trials. Lots of other content, obviously, to make it quite a meaty experience. I've currently got the Collector's Edition pre-ordered for this.
Oh.
At the moment, only Amazon have got it listed. For £85, which is very pricey, I was cringing a bit at the price. But again, it comes with like a soundtrack of the best Sonic songs, another figurine, and it even comes with a collectible gold ring, which is individually numbered collector's item right there. I don't know if anyone else is going to retail that. However, for some reason, Amazon are listing the collector's edition release as the 30th of November. Whether that's a mistake, because I think that's when the DS one is, 3DS game's been released.
Right.
DS, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the collector's edition is actually coming out later, which doesn't make sense, so I'm waiting to see on that one.
Okay. Cool.
The next one, the week after, 8th of November,
yeah.
is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
So, without a doubt, that's going to be the best-selling game this year, then. Obviously.
Quite probably, yeah. You know, Adam, I was a massive fan of Modern Warfare 2 and the first one.
Yeah.
Although, I have not actually decided if I'm getting it at launch or not yet. Again, because I'm spending so much money on Sonic Generations and Batman, I need to either make a decision about delaying one of them, maybe as a present, or it comes into this whole big decision-making I've yet to do. Modern Warfare, same shit. Call of Duty, different areas of the world. Story, it's all gone to shit. Multiplayer, I do quite like the changes they're trying to bring to the multiplayer, though, to make it more balanced with the different streaks packages.
Right.
That they're doing. It's just not one system anymore for just get kills and unlock points. That it does it in different ways and stuff now, which looks good. Some variety. Excellente.
Cool. A few weeks ago, remember we talked about games we've never got into? I'd say Call of Duty is one of them. I got caught up in the hype for Modern Warfare 2, played the single player, enjoyed it, and I just found the multiplayer a very frustrating experience. So yeah.
Because you were shit.
Basically, yes. I mean, I did get better at it. But then every time after I started to feel like I'd get better, I'd have a game where I was absolute dog shit and like end up with like 20 deaths and no kills. And I'd be like, what is the fucking point in this? So yeah. So it's not a title I'll be picking up. Like, whilst you're happily playing that multiplayer, I'll probably be playing Uncharted 3's multiplayer.
Probably. But I think I'll definitely be getting maybe one of the shooters straight away. Modern Warfare or Battlefield, it's just a decision of which one and blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
There is another release which I've only just noticed, but I'm not interested in it whatsoever. Elder Scrolls Skyrim. That's out the is it out the 15th, I think?
Something like that, yeah.
But to be honest, I've got no interest in it.
So I do. It looks awesome, but I don't know when and how I would fit it in. I'd want to give it more, like, I don't want to just rush through it, I think. Like, I certainly know I did that with Fallout 3. I rushed through it way too quickly and ended up not enjoying it as much. Whereas New Vegas, I left that a little while before I got it, only a tiny while, whilst I finished other things and gave it the time it deserved. And it was a better experience for it. So I think I'll leave Skyrim until the new year, give it the time it deserves, and just play solely that, like, hardcore for like 2 weeks.
Hardcore,
man. Yeah.
Another multi-platform release is the next one. I've got down as the 15th. Yeah. Assassin's Creed Revelations. Hi. The fourth in the Assassin's Creed series now.
Yeah.
The main series, anyway.
Oh.
Well, that went fast.
Sure did. Well, Mike, we already discussed this previously off air. We thought we might overrun. So next week, we will continue our roundup. We've not got that many games left to go, but we'll continue with it next week and discuss more about the games you could be playing this Christmas.
Yes.
So.
Sounds good.
Okay. That's it from me, Mike. Do you want to round up your thoughts quickly in 30 seconds?
No. General thoughts is, lots of games coming out. I've got a lot of thinking to do. It's going to be a nightmare. We shall carry on this discussion next week.
Okay. Bye.
See ya. Ciao.
Just a quickie to say, I'm sorry about all my sniffling and illness. I hope you made it through the show and still enjoyed it. If you've got any views on the games coming out this year, why not hit us up on Twitter at 30 Minute Gamers. Cheers, bye.